Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to join the show? 888-808-1019. As we've been watching last year and this year with the Mets and Pete Alonso and whether he's going to stay here or not, and him being a homegrown guy who has set lots of records or is about to be at the top of a number of lists, and we still don't know his future with the organization.
It makes me think about what's going on with your hockey team and Chris Kreider. As I read this morning that they are in advanced talks to trade Chris Kreider, and I know he's been a lightning rod in the fan base. There's been a lot of Chris Kreider defenders. There's been others who have knocked him for whatever reason. You believe he's a guy whose number should be in the rafters when it's all said and done. So it feels like it's the end right now for Chris Kreider in a Rangers jersey. So it's got to be an emotional time for Ranger fans processing all of that, because it seems like it's going to happen.
Well, for me, it is, certainly, because I watched all his games at Boston College because my son was there, and Sydney was there when he was there. He was a great college hockey player. He was a great American representative on the junior hockey circuit as well. And he came here and he played his first games, you know, in the playoffs under John Tortorella, and has just been a steady, steady guy. And he had some really, really great years. Not the greatest stick handler, but one of the best skaters in all of hockey. One of the real strong, two-way players when he was at the top of his game. Power play, penalty kill, you name it. And somebody that we could always know that something, he was going to do something great in the playoffs. He always came up with a big goal. Always had, you know, you always just felt comfortable having him on your team. And it's really, for me, it's the end of an era for him, is for certain, and for us Ranger fans, because I've certainly enjoyed having him here and appreciated his greatness. And always, you never heard about him ever being out of shape. He always came in shape, ready to go, quiet, didn't say much, a little bit awkward, but certainly was an absolutely terrific New York Ranger hockey player. If this, in fact, is going to happen and they are going to trade him to the Ducks, it's shedding salary. Maybe they're big game hunting for some of the free agents this offseason. We'll see what happens when that all transpires. But free agency is right around the corner. You know, it's like July 1st, and these teams have got to start getting their salary caps in order. And if they're going to go big game hunting after a couple of these front-end free agents this year or even next year, they're going to have to start shedding salary. And unfortunately, when you get to Chris's age, and maybe both sides feel like maybe a change of scenery is in the best offing for both of them, then that's what happens. But I'll always remember him very fondly, much like I do Rod Gilbert and Jean Rattel from when I was a child to him putting on number 20 and really becoming a great Ranger.
Yeah, so right now the framework for the deal is a prospect and a draft pick coming to the Rangers from Anaheim. The Ducks would cover the $6.5 million average annual value on the contract for Chris Kreider. So, yeah, frees up a little bit of cash. Definitely a turning of the page after what happened last year. New head coach. I mean, traded the captain already. Kreider gone. I mean, this is going to be a new-looking group with some pillars that will still remain, obviously, with Mika and Panarin. But, I mean,
they may end up trading, Mika, too.
You think?
Mika's like one of these guys that has these no-move clauses, no trade clauses. And, you know, no matter whatever Gary Bettman wants to say about the tax situation that is impacting NFL players' decision-making, it is real. And, most of these guys have most of the Canadian teams on their no-trade list.
Okay.
Because of the taxes and things that are going on up there. And it's kind of an interesting thing. But, you know, maybe they want to break up Mika and Chris Kreider and just put Mika with JT Miller and get the best out of Mika as a winger as opposed to a center.
Yeah, but it's going to be a really interesting offseason for both the Knicks and the Rangers. And you're right. I mean, you've got...
The Islanders too.
Yeah.
They got the first overall pick in the draft. And will it be the local kid from Hop Hog, Higgins, or will it be this kid Schaefer, who everybody says is a can't-miss left-handed big defenseman?
Yeah. Hanging out a lot of Islanders yesterday. You know? We didn't talk hockey, though.
No.
Talk golf. So I don't have any insider information for you. You know?
Well, they wouldn't know what's going on anyway.
You're right. That is very true.
They may have an opinion about it, but they have no idea what their new GM is doing. And I know the coaching staff just got reshuffled. Patrick Waugh will come back as the head coach. So it's definitely a different looking team as well.
Man, that's Scott Mayfield's good looking guy, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say they're all pretty good looking guys. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Mayfield, just he's got almost like a model look to him.
Really?
Like, you know, the other guys are good looking guys, too. But, you put Josh Bailey next to Scott Mayfield, the women are going to go right to Mayfield. And that's no knock on Josh. He's a way better looking guy than me. I'm just saying that Mayfield's on another level.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it.
Well, think about it now that I'm bringing it
all
up.
All right, now I am thinking about it. And I don't know. Josh was highly successful. Very well paid.
I'm not. Yeah, I know.
Very bright.
I'm not knocking him. I'm not.
And, you know,
saying,
you're just on.
I'm
you're
talking
probably,
straight up.
He still has a very short haircut, so you're probably not thinking like if he had more hair, you'd probably say he's better looking or as good looking as Mayfield. I can't even believe I'm discussing this with you.
I mean, Matt. You know he.
Well, you sung him a song yesterday. I thought you were going to cry when you were singing.
No. I thought he was going to cry when the content in it. You know, all the staying at home and. Not going anywhere. Although I hear he's in advanced talks with the Saskatoon Sox of the ZHL. As they are looking to get a bruiser in.
Not for nothing. I just don't see Sydney going to Saskatoon.
Well, that's the point. All right, let's go to Chris in Brooklyn. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
All righty, Chris. What's happening?
Hey, you know, boom, it's just a couple of things. You know, I share in the sentiment of Kreider, big Ranger fan. I'm a BC grad myself. Watched him there for a couple of years. Terribly sad. And then also, Booms, I'm not sure if you saw over the weekend, Precious is purportedly going to be out the door. So double whammy for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys, at least we didn't have to listen to Stu Goss yesterday. So thank you for that. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, I guess he's meaning good fill-ins when we weren't around.
Yes.
But, yeah. Worst round of golf I ever had was with that Stu Gatz. I mean, not from the way I played.
It was Mercadante.
No, Stu Gatz was worse.
Oh, yeah. He was worse than Mercadante?
Yeah, it was worse. Because Mercadante, we got off to such a horrible start and it was brutal. But then I told him to cut the crap. He cut the crap for the last six holes.
You can't tell that Stu Gatz.
You can, but he won't listen. You can
say that's what I'm saying, but he's not going to listen.
He's just not going to, and it is just brutal. Slow play, just awful. Won't shut up.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Doug Wells yesterday. I felt like Doug Wells was on a hike, not playing golf. I just saw him up in the hills, walking around in the trees.
Just weed whacking.
That's how I felt about it. So how was your hike today?
Oh, my goodness. And finally, because we did match play and not the Doug Wells school of scoring,
yes.
I was able to beat him, finally. with that other nonsense that he was pulling the other day. But anyway, so yeah,
his car salesman.
I know. It is very true.
So Precious Achiuwa, look, there's going to be some sort of remake of the bottom half of the roster. I do think the three rookies that were here this year will still be on the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, some guys are going to have to go, and you're going to have to bring in other people, depending on who the coach is. Like I said, if the coach, let's say it's Mike Malone, like we were pointing out last week, you know, maybe there are guys on a few of the rosters that he's coached that he knows that he would want on his team because he's going to play them and he's going to play a system that they know.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But who is that guy? When is he going to be hired? How close to free agency is he going to be hired? You know, it's July 1st is the opening of free agency for the NBA. And we're sitting here on June 11th with no clear-cut favorite of who the head coach is going to be.
Well, we also know that the front office is not going anywhere.
Yep.
So the front office can actually take their time. And if they wanted to wait until the summer league, they could do that.
True. Let's go to Carlos in Brooklyn, who just dropped off. And I don't even know what his topic was. So I could have, sometimes when the guy just drops, I could say, well, what he wanted to talk about was this. Do you remember what he wanted to talk about there, Al?
I think he wanted to know if you listened to the
That's
Ron Artest.
I did not. We had talked to the previous caller about the Ron Artest PT and Sal thing, but now I got to hear that.
I think a lot of people probably liked hearing Ron Artest saying whatever he said yesterday because I did get a bunch of ex-posts coming my way about it.
Did you?
Yes. And again, like hearing him on the radio here, and I want to say, I don't necessarily know the, I guess you could say he was lobbying for the job or at least have an opportunity to do an interview for the job. If you're doing that here or you're doing that on ESPN or SNY or Stephen A. Smith is screaming your name out, the likelihood of you getting that job or even an opportunity for that job is probably like 2%.
Yeah. Did he call himself Ron Artest or did they call him Meta World Peace when he was on? Now, the two callers have said Ron Artest, but I thought he had changed his name to Meta World Peace.
Well, Ocho Cinco changed his name to Ocho Cinco, then changed it back to Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
The WFAN labeled the video Meta World Peace.
Okay. And that was him. Oh, we had him.
Yeah, we had him on. Yeah.
Actually, I think you were out that day.
Yeah, I know. I definitely have a picture of Jerry with Ron Artest.
Yeah. So it was me and Jerry, because I remember that interview. And it being very, very good, and then telling you, I wish you were here, not because Jerry asked bad questions, but he was so interesting, and I said, I wish you would have seen that. I do remember
that.
That's
what I'm saying. So he's basically come full circle then.
Yeah, he has, but he's not going to get the job. But what is with these guys who don't want to go on staffs and being like assistants first? I just want to be the head coach?
Well, I mean, you got to remember, they were stars in their time. They were the headliners.
Yeah.
And it's not like that's the thing I do appreciate about Patrick Ewing more than anything else is that he did go and become assistant coach in the NBA for what, 20 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or 15 years or whatever it was.
Long time.
And then he got a shot at Georgetown. That didn't work out. You know, the whole college landscape is changing. You know, they have another commission now they're putting into place. And that commission is going to be looking at $600 or more NIL deals. The schools now are allowed to pay the athletes directly. This was the discussion you and I were having about 3 months ago when Kevin Willard left the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Villanova. Yeah, he wanted to go back home. There's no question about that. But the previous AD of Maryland had said the football team's getting like 16 of the $20.5 million that we have to pay out to our players. And the basketball team was going to get like three.
Mm-hmm.
And lacrosse and women's sports were going to get some more money. Hey, look, I just don't know how some of these schools have like 33 programs. I have no idea how this is all going to work out. And I still think the haves will always be the haves because they have the boosters and the money that's going to be coming in that will supplement all the money that's going out now that these schools can pay the athletes. But it's no longer... I mean, there are still some amateur kids because there are going to be some kids not getting paid.
Sure.
But there's going to be kids that are getting paid and getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, I know several people that are graduating. Their daughters or sons are graduating high school this year, have committed to places to play sports that are not basketball and football and are getting nil money. for their sports.
I talked to CJ Mosley about this yesterday. He showed up.
I did see him.
He didn't play golf, but he was there. But it was great to see CJ. And we were just talking about it. And I said, you know what? I mean, what's the new landscape? Because I don't know. I think maybe he'll end up doing something, and hopefully we'll get him in here and we can talk about it. But his whole thing was about like how kids are just getting really, really bad advice. And they're getting bad advice for all the wrong reasons. And the wrong reasons are like, somebody's trying to capitalize on them. But, you know, parents or people in their lives are like, oh, you deserve this. You deserve that. You should go here. You should transfer there. As opposed to really setting down a foundation and becoming a part of something for a number of 4 or 5 years like I did at Maryland.
Did you see, speaking of that and deserving things and all this, did you see the interview with the Bengals' first-round pick? Now they're in a contract negotiation. It's and there's some language in there that he's refusing to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Bengals always do things right. A little bit differently.
So what he said was it was interesting. He was like, you know, someone asked him how far he's going to take. He's like, I don't know how far I'm going to take it, but I feel like he actually said this is a rookie. He's sitting in there in the locker room with his Bengals sweatshirt on. He said, I feel like they just want to be right over winning games. They're just trying to win an argument over winning games.
Well, I would say that they have paid their players. There's no question about that. And they're still in this mired in this contract negotiation with Trey Hendrickson, the guy who's had more sacks over the last 3 years than anybody in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to give him an extension. And Trey has 1 year left on his contract. He's 32 years old. And they gave him money last year. And they don't want to do it again this year. And it's really unfortunate because I think he's scheduled to make like $18 million this year. Mm-hmm. And I know that he wants to stay in Cincinnati. They love him there. Joe Burrow's doing everything he possibly can to try to keep him there. But the Bengals are looking at age, productivity, and they're saying, we'll pay you one more year and then you can become a free agent. But he doesn't want that.
So Shamar Stewart, the Bengals' first-round pick, says, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing y'all haven't done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments more than winning games. Woof! Woof! What a start! What a NFL start for Shamar Stewart!
Well, I will say this. When I played there, I was not treated like that. Other players were, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think Joe Burrow is complaining. I don't think Jamar Chase is complaining. No. And I don't think T. Higgins is complaining right now.
No, but your first-round pick and your best defensive player are.
Yes.
Can't make everybody happy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Fanatics Fest. Let me try that again. Fanatics Fest. There we go. Tickets this hour. So stay tuned for that. Jerry, looks like a beautiful day out there today. We're going to be sucking off this area.
About time, man.
Yeah, today is a day we're going to suck off this area.
Doing nothing but golfing in the rain. It's been brutal.
Oh,
it got nice yesterday.
Come on, stop. It got really nice yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. It's June 11th. It's about friggin' time. True. My God.
Yeah.
We played on Monday, and it was like in a little bit of a mist.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely weather.
Yeah, it reminded me of Ireland.
Great. Yeah.
Great. Go to Ireland if you want to be in Ireland.
God, just step back and punch
you
yourself
step
in the
back.
Face.
You punch yourself in the face. He brought it up, not me, jackass.
What is wrong with you today?
Nothing. I'm having a great day. Found some good sound. I thought we've had some good laughs. Nothing.
Yeah,
wrong.
No. A lot of good laughs, but
the weather's because I'll tell you why.
Snapped.
Who snapped, please?
Did he just snap?
We have not had a sunny weekend.
Snap? It was not a full snap.
Not at all. We haven't had a sunny weekend since the first weekend of May.
Snap-like.
It was a half a snap.
First weekend of May. And this weekend is not going to be great.
It's not? I thought it was going to be beautiful.
Sunday will
now.
Be fine. Saturday, unless the weather changed, Saturday doesn't look very good.
Oh, boy. All right.
Just every weekend.
You got to find your happiness elsewhere, Jerry, other than the weather.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, wow. 91 tomorrow.
Yes.
Holy hell.
Sunny though.
Very good. All right. You know who, by the way, I've noticed this. Probably the best weather people that are not meteorologists are superintendents at golf courses. They have to know what's going on at all times.
Sure.
I mean, and Tony Hooks was at Due Process, was showing me stuff and radar and everything. Like, I was like, did you go to school for this? Because they got to know.
Yeah, they learn over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild. Anyway, all right, Jerry, what's going on?
Well, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Obviously, Jeff McNeil, the biggest of hits last night as the Mets won. But before you got there, you had a couple from these two.
Here's the 0-2. Soto lines it to right field. In comes Hassel. Dives forward. Can't get it. Scoots behind his glove. Rolling towards the warning track. Around third. Heading to the plate is Marte. Soto will stop at second as Marte scores standing. It is 4-3, Washington.
And so that was a big two-out hit for Soto. Got the Mets within one. And then Pete Alonso came up next.
Soto leads from second to pitch. Alonso lines it to left field, fairly deep towards the corner. It is a fair ball, a base hit off the wall. It scores the tying run. Alonso digging for second, head first slide. He is thrown out by Wood.
But not before Soto scored, tied the game. And then in the 10th inning, you had McNeil with the game-winning RBI single on the first pitch. Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
First, here was Alonso post-game, what he was looking for in that at-bat.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I just wanted to see strike one there, especially with the base open. And, yeah, he left it up just enough, and I was able to get some really good barrel on it.
And in terms of Soto, he drives the ball to right, diving attempt, just happy that the ball fell in.
Yeah, I mean, how things are going, definitely I was hoping to go down. But, yeah, it did, and I was really glad. I thought the ball was a little farther than it went, but
I got it done.
He did get it done, and so did McNeil. Here was Carlos Mendoza on McNeil and the way he has performed of late.
I'm going to go back to the second half last year when he kind of turned it around, when he started driving the baseball, using the whole field, but just dictating at-bats and putting swing with conviction.
With conviction, and this team playing with conviction.
Yeah, the feeling is that we're never out of the game, especially when we're striking distance. A guy gets on. Perfect example today. You know, you're down two. Hell of a job by the bullpen coming in here and keeping it
and
close.
And how about the fact we're not even in the kids out of school yet, and they're averaging 39,000 a night, which
that's
is
awesome.
Good.
I mean, and, you know, you talk about a Juan Soto effect. A lot of those tickets were bought after that signing. So he's starting to heat up. He's been playing well. Mets are winning almost 20 games over 500 now. I mean, Steve Cohen, this is the vision that he had coming to fruition so far.
Yeah. How's his body language?
Pretty good.
Better.
Pretty good.
Definitely better. Mets have won five in a row. They lead the Phillies by five games.
Line drive, base hit, pass to diving Kemp. Rounding third, heading home is Ian Happ. He will score. RBI single, Seiya Suzuki, his 56th run batted in.
Made it 8-4, 8-4 the final as the Cubs beat the Phillies after the Phillies got off the schneid with the win two nights ago. They come right back, and they did bad news on Aaron Nola with the injury, so things not going well for the fighting Phils, who were in first place a couple of weeks ago, but have hit the skids of late. And as you mentioned, the Mets now 19 games over 500 with that lead in the NL East. As for the Yankees, they played the Royals last night. Monster home run from Aaron Judge, a home run from Austin Wells, who also...
Here comes the 3-2 pitch one more time. Runner goes. His pitch swing on line drive down the right field line. That is a fair ball. Walking home is Jazz. DJ getting a wave on. DJ's going to score. And Wells into second with a two-run double to take the Yankee lead to 7-1 here in the sixth inning.
And that was Dave Sims right here on The Fan. The Yankees wind up winning 10-2 as they beat up the Royals pretty good. Here was Wells, happy to come through on the night in a couple of occasions.
They've made some good pitches throughout the game, but I got a good pitch to hit in both those at-bats and had some guys on base for that to happen, so that was good.
And then you had Max Fried, who was the beneficiary of all this. He went seven innings for the win. He's now 9-1, talking about Wells.
He catches a lot of games, and he's back there, and can't imagine how tiring that is game in, game out, but he puts together really good quality at-bats every game. So, he's especially today, hitting in the nine hole, like, that's a big power threat there.
And then aside from the Judge and the Wells thing, you had this whole thing with Jazz Chisholm Jr. and Michael Garcia, who I think he got into it with Anthony Volpe last year. Does that sound right? I think it was Volpe.
They had the whole tag thing you're talking about
from
last night.
And then so last night at third base, you had the ball, which he didn't catch, but kind of smacked him down on the head a little bit. Chisholm clearly not thrilled with this.
I just feel like every time we have a problem, it's always been him. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only reason I was so frustrated. And then to even see that he didn't even have the ball for the way that he tagged me is just... I
don't get that. There's nothing I don't get there. That at all. I don't believe there's anything there. And then he came out of the game because of that?
He did. His neck was stiff. And then he said, if you read lips, I believe he said, he hit me like that again, I'm going to beat his ass.
Yeah.
So you could have something tonight.
Let me ask you a question. What did he do wrong?
Nothing. I don't think anything.
I don't think, and me neither. But I guess if you're him, you're sliding in, your head's down, and all you feel is the, and then you see they got any of the ball.
But
I don't know.
The ball was right there.
It was, but what I'm saying is if you're him, you feel like you got hit down on the head, and then you look up, the ball's rolling away.
He also jammed his head into his leg.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, so he's, I don't know.
You throw into the mix that it's this guy who caused trouble last time. I don't
what
know.
What trouble?
The whole thing with Volpe last year.
Yeah, but this is not that.
Just playing devil's advocate with you. Clark Schmidt, Chris Bubich go tonight on The Fan at 7. Meantime, Giancarlo Stanton.
Bryant's 3-2, and Stanton drives one into left center field. That'll drop down for a base hit. Reggio around third. He'll come in to score. It's cut off by Castro. Giancarlo Stanton with another hard line drive base hit. He's got a two-hit, two RBI game, and Somerset takes a 6-0 lead on that swing.
I believe that is Steven Cusumano with the play-by-play. Somerset Patriots. Yeah, Stanton goes 2-for-3, and just like that one, his other one was a sharp line drive as well. So on his way back.
So his elbows are good.
Right now.
Seem to be.
All right, so who are they taking out of the lineup?
Aaron Judge.
By the way, the Somerset Patriots reached out to Al and Jerry to have them throw out a first pitch, but they have declined because they felt like an afterthought.
Well, we are an afterthought. We only got the offer after I made mention that Keith McPherson got to do it and Peter Schwartz got to do it.
Yeah, but Peter
Pat
Schwartz.
Boyle,
Pat Boyle got to do it?
Yeah, Pat Boyle got to do it.
Those guys show up, and they were the only ones. Like, Peter Schwartz showed up there, like 10 other people throughout the first pitch,
they
too, did. Right?
Yes, that's 100% true.
Well, but that's what they do. I get that. But Steven's a very nice guy, but we only got the invite because we made mention of it.
You say you get that. What is there to get?
I've gone to a million baseball games. They all have, even major league games, they have numerous first pitches.
Well, that's not good.
Just like that, actually. I thought they were throwing all across.
Look at that.
I mean, if you go to a Met game, and this first pitch presented by, and here's the president of, this next first pitch, they do, it takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So, whether it's minor league, major league, I think me and Al are good.
Wow.
But we do appreciate it. It's very
drop
nice.
Dead.
No. No, it's a very nice offer. Now, I think you were talking about Shamar Stewart of the Bengals.
Yes.
Before the break. So he is in this contract dispute, defensive end, rookie, hasn't signed his rookie deal. Here was Stewart talking about, there's a different couple of different clips here I'll play for you. This one talking about not a good situation they're in.
Very bad. I mean, I've been doing this for most of my whole life, and then all of a sudden it's gone over something very simple to fix. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
And he says this is on the Bengals.
If I really wanted to say, yeah, I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They can do what they want with it.
He was asked what advice he is getting in this very difficult time.
You know, just take it day by day, pray to God. You know, he's always going to stand with me no matter what.
God will get him paid.
No, without a doubt. Yes, God will make sure that rookie contract is signed.
That's it.
Right at the top of his priority list of all things going on in the world. He's like, you know, we got to get Shamar Stewart deal done.
He did reference Trey Hendrickson a lot in his conversation, how that is still ongoing, and so they do have issues
there. I wonder
if
they have the same agent.
I don't know.
Could be.
It's a great question. Meantime, Bills running back James Cook did show up to minicamp. I'm not really sure if he did anything, but he was there, and he was asked about attending.
Obviously, it is mandatory, but why did you decide to come?
I like my money. Definitely do, but so that's why I'm here.
Didn't want to be fined. Here was Josh Allen on Cook's situation.
I love Jimbo. You know, I think the whole team does, and, you know, he's one of the best backs in the league, and, you know, hopefully that can be reflected soon. And but again, just props for him to be here and show out like that. So very proud that he's here.
See if anything gets done there. Who knows? In Pittsburgh, they got
such a big part of their offense last year too.
Yeah, for sure. Aaron Rodgers, now a Steeler. He was asked why now was the time to sign. What was the right time to sign?
You know, I was dealing with a lot of things in my personal life. Some things improved a little bit where I felt like I could fully be all in here with the guys. Had a great conversation with Mike throughout the entire process and Omar, but it's good to get that done and get behind us.
Referencing Mike Tomlin, who also talked about him and how excited they are to have Aaron Rodgers come lead the team. So you've got that, and we're not all that far away from training camps as mini camps are open all over the place. Now, the U.S. Open is this week at Oakmont. There have been a ton of videos that have been put out by the YouTube golfers, by professional golfers. Bryson DeChambeau has done a whole bunch of stuff. One guy on social media, one reporter, went around and asked several of the golfers what they thought an 18 handicap would shoot specifically this week. So it's funny because my son asked me what he thought I would shoot. I said if I broke 144, I'd be thrilled, which is double par in every hole. I think that's fair. He thought I was nuts, but I listened to these guys. Maybe not. Here's Justin Rose.
18 handicap, man. No ball spotter. Bro, you better bring a few dozen balls. It's going to be 140.
All right, so he says 140. Here is Jason Day.
150, I feel like, is very, very good for an 18 marker. So, I mean, legit 18 marker. So, yeah, 150, I think, is pretty solid.
All right, fair enough. Then you've got, I don't know who, I wasn't sure, I couldn't identify who this one was, but this guy went even further.
Not trying to wind people up, right? I bet it will. I'm certain they wouldn't finish, and I'm not trying to be facetious and wind people up, but if they had to hit every golf shot and they're going out with 12 balls, I don't know an 8 handicap who finishes that.
How about that?
Yeah, try me. I wonder how the members feel about how the golf course is being set up.
You know, it's so interesting you say that. So I was watching Golf Channel yesterday,
okay,
and they had their club champion on. And he said, the harder the better. Like, they like it like this.
Okay.
And they actually would prefer to leave it a little bit like this after the tournament's over.
Well, because he's the best golfer in
the world. Right. Well, I understand. Say, yeah. I get that.
Like, the average, you know,
golfer. The Doug Wells of Oakmont. You know, like, what does that guy say?
Oh, forget it. He might be shooting 150. You know, but I think that last guy's point is valid in that if you have to play with 12 and you can't find a golf ball in this thick rough, you might not get through 18 holes with 12 golf balls. And then did you see the guy who putted from 125 yards out?
Yes. I did see that,
That was interesting.
What was the wobbly wedge?
It was like, was he a pro, that guy? I saw the video.
See, it's funny. It didn't have his name, but he's out there. It looked like a pro doing a practice round. But it's a pretty good shot.
You've seen that.
With Wally Zerbiak, but not a pro getting ready for the U.S. Open. I mean, I saw Wally putt from 130 yards away once.
Well, maybe we can play with this guy.
Yeah.
So there you go. That'll start tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Taking Boomer a little bit longer to get to his seat as he is experiencing a cramp. It's usually me that is cramping or something going on with my muscles and legs, but today it was Boompa. Just had a little bit of an issue.
Man, I'm afraid to sit down right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this thing has been going on for the last, like, 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, what do you need? Do you need to...
I don't know. You want to rub my leg?
I don't, but I could if you want me to.
You know, it's just a weird, like, really bad cramp.
Anybody want to rub Boomer's leg?
What's the intern's name?
That is intern Zach. I don't know if that's covered under the protocols.
I have a roller in the back if you want to roll on. I'll
get
bring
a
it
roller.
In.
Yeah, get a roller.
No, what'll help is golfing every day and drinking alcohol.
That might help. You're probably right, Eddie. Holy mackerel.
By the way, While we wait for this roller, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, are you back with your appendectomy now in the rearview mirror?
I am back.
Hey, Stephen. What's going on with the breakfast that you guys said you were getting me today because of my birthday yesterday? I heard there was some loose ends, and you got it sent to the wrong address. Is that correct?
Well, first off, happy birthday.
Thank you, Stephen.
Second, I'd love to join you in the process.
Oh, okay. And third?
And third, it went to Greenwich Street, not Hudson.
Okay. So, and why is that? It went there just on its own, or did you have it sent there?
It was sent there.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
We didn't know the Hudson Street entrance was open.
Okay. Well, but the guy just decided to leave with the food? Not contact anybody? Cold.
If I may jump in a little bit here. So the guy did contact me, but because my phone rings all day long with spam calls, my settings are now that I don't get the call unless I know the person. So I went to voicemail. By the time I heard the voicemail and called back, that went to his voicemail. I ran downstairs. He was gone.
Gone. All right.
He's on the way back.
He's on the way back. All right.
To what entrance?
Yeah, to where?
Hudson Street.
Okay. All right, and then when did you get word that he was on his way back?
5 minutes ago.
Okay, so we may get this before 10 o'clock.
You'll get it.
Okay, before 10?
Yes.
Okay. He is promising.
I mean, Al, what am I supposed to do with this roller?
You got to lay on your back.
Yeah, you lay on the ground.
Yeah,
I
can't do that.
I got a Theragun in my trunk.
But that's not helping.
I could send somebody down to get it.
I think it's calmed down now, finally.
Okay.
I think.
You need some fluids.
I've been drinking I had my coffee, my tea, my water this morning. I'm good.
All right. Just saying, you're cramping, you need fluids.
I think coffee dehydrates you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to get a big, big old bottle of water. Suck that down. Maybe some coconut water.
I just had some of your waters.
Yeah, I know. You took my water, my Fiji water. Why does Fiji water, like, it's like softer?
Is it
other water?
I don't know.
Does that make sense to anybody else? Like, the Fiji water is smoother. And when it comes to bottled waters, you say, what's the smoothest bottled water? It's Fiji.
I'm thinking Saratoga.
Saratoga's not bad.
I'm starting to see Saratoga water all over the place.
That was at the Molly Pitcher Inn, the Saratoga water.
Yeah, the blue bottles. I'm seeing that all over the place.
Can you pull Steven's fader down? I'm hearing him be nervous through the microphone.
He's breathing heavily.
It's just, I can just hear him back there. Like, little squirrel. You good?
I think I'm good, yes. Man, that was brutal.
I've never seen you in pain like that. Ever.
Yeah, I think it's all the driving and, as Eddie said, the golfing. And maybe a little bit of the drinking. Yes.
Can I share something that you said to me on the golf course about days like this? Do you remember this?
I do not remember this.
All right.
It wasn't off color, was it?
No, it wasn't. But it was... No, it wasn't off color. What you said was, if I die early, it's because of days like this.
That's true. It is true, man.
Yeah. Which meaning, like, you know, stuff in our face, couple of drinks.
You remember we were talking about Chris Raggi's wife, and I was telling you about
the green drink thing?
The green drink and all that other stuff. So I did a little bit more investigating on the whole thing. So I believe his wife, Sarah Raggi, worked in corporate PR, and she spent a lot of time entertaining clients, going out to steakhouses and, you know, drink a lot of wine, you know, just doing a normal thing that you would do in that kind of business. And that she realized that if she didn't do something, she was going to end up killing herself.
Mm.
Now, when I say killing herself, just by eating and not being healthy.
Yes, right, right, right.
And I think this is how she started this whole healthcare line.
Okay. So you're going to start your own healthcare line now?
For us golfers that are basically dealing with cramps the day after, yes, maybe.
I mean, you can't take away that part of it. You know, it's part of the whole experience.
That is true.
You know,
it is certainly living the good life.
You know what I ate for the first time in my life yesterday at the halfway house? An Uncrustable. You know those little pot, that peanut butter and jelly
thing? Yeah, but why did you do that?
I don't know.
We had food trucks out there all over the place.
I know. I have no idea. I mean, I was a part of this tornado yesterday that was just going through due process with the guys I was playing with. I was getting rugged, as they said.
Okay.
Because these two guys, their last name's Ruggs, they have a good time. So they
got rugged.
I was getting rugged. And they're just like, hey, did you ever have an uncrustable? And I was, have an uncrustable. You know, it's just one of those things. All right, have an uncrustable. Let's go. And stuffed the thing in my mouth. It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah, this, maybe we'll start our own healthcare line.
Yeah, right. For those of us that are living the good life too much, the professional leisure tour, the PLT green drink.
Yes.
What do you think, huh? I think that'll be perfect. Although we have to, you know, we're now buying a golf course. Creating a healthcare line, we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
we're branding, we're branching out with our brand all over the place, tentacles everywhere, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, every place of Nassau County, Suffolk County, North Shore, South Shore.
You've been around.
Yeah,
I will say that you have gotten around.
I know. Today's a beautiful day, and it would normally be a boat day, but it's got to be a nap day for me. Yesterday just went off the rails.
Yeah, I know. You crossed the red line.
I did and I didn't. I got right to it. I took a step over it, but then I went to bed. It could have gotten way uglier than that.
Were they still hanging out?
Were they still hanging out now? Kidding me? Those guys haven't gotten to sleep. I mean, and then, like, I was getting pushed out the door by Janelle with the other guys going, hey, one more. It's okay, just one more. Just stay for one more. And Janelle's, like, pushing me out of the door.
I'm like, hey, so just one more. It's that Janelle's a good friend.
Janelle's great.
Yes.
Janelle Garmani is an awesome human being. And I'm happy to have been introduced to him by you. So anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.